A new governing coalition of 23 Republicans and 2 Democrats is now in control of the Washington State Senate. The power shift happened Monday as the legislature convened for a 105-day budget writing session. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins was on the Senate floor for the history-making vote.
The day began, as the first day of session always does, with plenty of formalities, including an a cappella rendition of the national anthem.
And the Rockets' red glare.
But that harmony wouldn't last. Soon, Democrats lost a vote to lead the Senate as the majority party. That paved the way for the new philosophical majority to introduce its own governing rules. Republican Linda Evans-Parlett addressed the Democrats.
You are our friends, our colleagues, and while we may not always agree, we know that from this day forward, our collective focus will be on what is best for the people of Washington State.
Democrat Karen Kaiser responded that respect was sorely lacking from the new majority.
We've lost trust. I believe they've lost credibility. And I think this is a sad day for the Senate.
The opening prayer even caused controversy. A reference to marriage as God ordained it offended supporters of Washington's new same-sex marriage law. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.